You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me back.
Be sure and like us on our Facebook page. Go to Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook and hit that like button. And you can also visit us on our website at DougHaldeman.com. DougHaldeman.com. So, Tammy, whenever I love having Stephen Burton on the air, and I wanted to bring him into the studio because his charity event that he has coming up was something I thought was just fantastic. So I want to welcome Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Tammy.
And then,
How are we doing, guys?
You have a special guest with you.
Mary
Hettenhouse.
Good morning.
From Feed My People.
Yes.
Very good. So I guess, actually, let's start with you, Mary. Feed My People, what is Feed My People?
Feed My People is a nonprofit organization. We are mainly a food pantry, and we service the South County area and the North Jefferson County area. Basically, we have about maybe 1,000 to 1,200 families that we service on a regular monthly basis. That equivalates to about maybe 2,500 to 3,000 people every month.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of people.
Oh, you should see the room full of people.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And you guys must have a pretty good-sized facility to be able to store all this food.
Actually, not really. the food pantry itself, where it's just pretty much as it comes in, and we just about give it away. As all food pantries are experiencing right now, we have a shortage of suppliers, and it's an economic development kind of a thing. You know, the economics is down, therefore donations are down. But we pretty much deal with what we've got, and as quickly as we get it,
we use it up. How did you get involved with the organization?
Well, actually, my mother sort of browbeat me into it. I volunteered. I volunteered for about 8 years, and then about 1999, a position came open, and I am now employed with them on a regular basis. And I am one of two people that manage the High Ridge location in North Jefferson County.
Excellent. And then, Stephen, tell us about your involvement and the event that you have coming up.
Well, it's kind of a funny story. When I was a young man, I was living in East Texas, and I was being paid once a month. I worked for W.R. Grace, and I went around East Texas making sure that the concrete plants dispensers were working properly for the chemicals, and it was a nice job. It was a great job. I was rookie of the year. I was a big hot shot, and I was running around acting like it, and I was fancy clothes, fancy shoes, the whole bit. Being paid once a month and not being very fiscally responsible, I found myself in trouble.
Uh-oh.
And
young man, thinking you're rich. But
I acted probably a pretty good game, but I was humbled pretty quickly, and it was a good thing for it. But what happened was I wound up in trouble, and I wound up pawning things that I had that were supposedly so important to me and cutting grass and humbling myself quite a bit. But I had four little kids to pay for, and I was really ashamed of myself and concerned, so I didn't know what else to do. I was running out, and there's no calling home for stuff, so I was like, all right, I got to do something. So I went to a food pantry there, and I met a lady a lot like Mary. Mary's a really great gal, but she's tough, and her mother was tough too. And with great love comes, with great responsibility she has for her products. And so did this lady, and I sat down in front of her, and I'm asking for food, and she's like, why are you sitting in front of me? And I'm like, yeah, that's a great question. I'm an idiot. I don't know what else to say. I'll follow my sword, but I've got to feed these kids. And she gave me two boxes of food that a month before I would have thrown out. I would have said, I'm not eating black-eyed peas, and what am I going to do with this evaporated milk? What is this? I mean, we got creative, and instead of making the kids all a separate meal, we blindfolded them, and we'd say, all right, can we tell what this is? And we turned it into a game because I didn't know what else to do.
Right.
I was that backed in.
Right.
I learned how to make a canned ham taste good now.
All right.
So the next week I went back, and I told her what I had left, and she started to connect things together. And by the fourth week, I was to the point where I could stand on my own again. Mm-hmm. And I remember her looking over her glasses at me, and she said, so what did we learn from all this? I was like, well, I should live within my means. And she says, that's part of it. But you've now taken, you need to give back. And I was like, well, how much do I owe you? She's like, no. It's not how it works. But the pay it forward thing wasn't hip yet because I'm old, and it was like in early 80s. So it was like, I didn't quite get it. But I was like, yeah, sure. kind of like, I don't know if you guys remember Amen. Burt Reynolds is out in the middle of this ocean. It's the end of the show, and he's making his way back. God, if you just save me, I promise I'm going to go to church. I'm not going to be a womanizer. I'm going to smile. And by the time he hits the beach, he's like, catch you at Christmas. You know, and I'm like, that's kind of how I did it. I completely just walked away from remembering anything about it.
So you put all that paying it forward on hold, and then at some point, it's kicked back in.
Well, yes, and it was interesting how God works, because I'm sitting in my office feeling all excited, my little $200 suite in Coach Light Plaza in High Ridge, and I was, you know, feeling my oats, got a business now, and we're 2 months in, and we were doing really well right out of the gate. And I get this man a messenger, and which is the paper that's put out by, you know, Feed My People, and everybody thought I was an idiot for starting a business, but I was always told when people are greedy, you be careful. When people are being careful, you
people
be greedy.
Right.
So I thought, I'm not afraid, and I need to pay it back. If I'm taken from the community, it's time for me to give back. So I thought, how do I do this? And having worked in radio and televisions a little bit as a young man, I thought, I know how to create an event. We'll create an event, and it'll be annual, and we'll treat it like a remote, like I would bring everybody to a grocery store and try and just get something going. And I'm no different. Rock stars do it every day. Once you start to get a little popularity, it's not hard to use it. You just can't be afraid to start with something. So I came up with this Will Work for Food. You know how you see the folks on the side of the road? And you don't know, is that an angel I'm supposed to help, or is that somebody making a living off the thing? But either way, you give without worrying about
it, right?
So you're just not your point to judge.
Right.
So uncomfortable with that. You know, send your money off to Haiti. I love it. If it got to them, I'd say, if you're going to do that, fly over and give it to somebody. You know? So I thought, well, let's help the backyard. So I'm reading this thing in the Manna Messenger, and it's talking about how they're really panicking. Things are dropping. Their room's emptying. And I thought, well.
Right. Feed My People needs somebody to feed them.
Right. And I'm not going to lie. My mother-in-law runs Feed My People. This was a double-edged sword. I'm about to really slay this thing. So I call Mary up. I'm like, hey, Mary, what do you think about this? Am I being too rude to have Will Work for Food and a sign? No, I think that's playful enough. I think you get it. People enjoy it. We're not being mean. We're not throwing a rope. We're going to feed these folks.
Right.
So I got my band of merry men together, and my wife, Trish, who's just been the backbone of this whole thing, she's the event organizer. She's the one that really makes it happen. I'm kind of like Tom Sawyer. I start painting the fence, and I walk away, and they take care of it. So,
well, and I want to know right away, the event you're going to have, Will Work for Food, is going to be it's next Saturday, right?
It's next Saturday, and it's from noon to 6. And we're going to have a poker tournament start, the Burton Poker Tour, which I have annually. We'll start. There'll be 20 players, $30 a buy-in. And
so Saturday, September 28th.
Yeah,
from noon to 6.
Right.
And where is this event going to be held?
It's at Jilly's, which is in High Ridge, right at 141 in Little Brennan. There's a Quick Trip that's in front of it. The old Kmart's across the street.
I'm sorry, that's Highway 30 in Little Brennan?
Highway 30. Yeah, you'd think I'd know where I'm at. Yeah, Gravelly in Little Brennan. There's a White Castle there, I think, but most folks. It's the big, giant building. It's got a green roof on it.
All right, but Jilly's in High Ridge.
Jilly's with a J, yeah.
From noon to 6, Saturday, September 28th, is Will Work for Food.
Right.
So, you know, Mary, how involved, you know, you must like the support for an event like this. This is going to be great.
I tell you what, this has been a real boon to our budgeting in multiple ways. Not only is it financially feasible for us, but by the same token, we have a lot of other things that are going on, too. We've got people bringing food in. We've got people that are making connections that have never made connections with a nonprofit organization before. You know, so this is hitting in multiple areas.
That's good.
We've been real fortunate. We've raised $30,000 in the last 4 years, and now it's time to up the game. And we've the amount of things that were given to us this year and donated, unbelievable. I had a $200 gift given to me by a client that I helped at her house. She couldn't make the event, so they sent us $200. I mean, it just humbles me. I'm absolutely stunned by the generosity.
Well, and on September 28th, Saturday, between noon to 6 at Jilly's, what's going to go on there?
Petting zoos. We got face painting for kids. Silent auction items are so cool. We got the neatest things this year. We've got everything from tools to jewelry to playful items to to dinners. We've got a barrel of booze. We've got a $150 lottery board ticket. One thing we know how to do is raise money.
Well, and this is not just an event for adults then.
Oh, no. It's a family event. And we've got a whole wing in Jilly's by itself. The fire department will be there with their things for the kids, squirting water to kids and stuff like that. But it's a happy event. I got to tell you, come 6 o'clock that night, we're wore out. And couldn't feel better. The hair on your arm stands up. You know you made a difference. And the people all in there. And when we had an envelope. Trish, didn't we get an envelope from somebody? We didn't open it because we don't know what's in it. He said, what was it, Trish? He helped us. You helped me 20 years ago. And this is a very successful person. So he's like, 20 years ago, you helped me. And it doesn't have his name on it. He did it silent, you know.
And now he's giving back.
There is, I got to tell you. And you'll see people come up and say, they helped me. They helped me. And you know what? One thing I want to drive home, Tommy. They look just like you and me. You look at that room. It's not a room full of people that, you know, you want to maybe think, oh, these are a bunch of derelicts. No, these are our brothers and sisters.
Right. I love it.
And they look just like us.
Well, I'm excited about the event. Tammy and I are committed to being there, right, Tam?
Yeah, we are. And we're going to bring the kids.
Yep, we're going to have our
virtue and practice time.
Our busload of kids are excited about the event.
There's a story.
They'll be doing a lot of petting at the petting zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have our whole gaggle of kids there. Jilly's in High Ridge, September 28th from noon to 6, will work for food event. And I'm going to make sure that we have a post on our website at DougHaldeman.com about the event. And then you know, to find out other information about the event, I guess you know, should they just contact all through Trish to register, or can they just show up that day?
Just show up. It's really simple. If they want to bring something and it's going to be an auction item, it'd be nice if they could get a hold of Trish beforehand so she can make an auction sheet. But believe me, we'll be able to wing it on the day if that's.
Is there any admission to the event?
No.
Okay, so no admission. Just show up.
No, if you need something, come. We'll give something to you. It's not about that. It's about people helping each other.
And should they bring food with them?
No, actually, that's a great point. You know, if you gave me a dollar, they can buy $10 worth of food.
Okay, all right, great. So it's not about cleaning out your pantry. No. It's about you know, actually coming, you know, bid on a silent auction item.
That's correct.
You know, pay for the petting zoo or make a donation. But coming, it's just going to be a blast. So
it is.
Really appreciate you guys coming in. I can't wait to be there. We will see you guys next Saturday, September 28th at Jilly's in High Ridge.
Doug, Tammy, thank you for allowing us to do this on this show. Sure. It's what a blessing it is.
It's our pleasure. So just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. I want to give a big thank you to all of our guests today. And to our producer, Tom Turbrock. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.